Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our weekly Powering Your Property segment, where we give you the latest news out of the property sector. Now, last week, the government released 4 confirmed list sites and 9 reserve list sites under the government land sales program for the first half of 2021. In a release, the Ministry of National Development said the government has carefully calibrated the land supply from the first half of 2021 GLS program to take into account the COVID-19 and macroeconomic situation. To help us find out more and to understand what this means, we're joined today by Wong Siu Ying, and she's the head of research and content at PropNex. Welcome back, Siu Ying.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me again.
Always lovely to have you with us. So first of all, maybe we can start off with this year and what impact the pandemic has really had on the upcoming government land sales that we're going to see in the first half of 2021?
The pandemic certainly has an impact on the upcoming government land sales, or GLS, for the first half of next year. But I think if we take a step back and look at the GLS program, for some years now, the government actually has been fairly conservative, you know, when it comes to land supply, right? On one hand, ensuring that it's adequate for future housing demand, as well as to meet the developers' needs for land, while on the other hand, ensuring that they don't release, you know, too much land in the sense that it creates instability in the property market. So I would say that, yes, the COVID-19 pandemic certainly has had an impact on the GLS, and we already saw this in the GLS for the second half of 2020, right? Where, you look at the confirmed list, there were only 1,370 units offered during that confirmed list late, and that's a multi-year low. So in view of the, you know, persistent headwinds going forward, looking at the ongoing pandemic and uncertainties in the global economy, I think the government has maintained a fairly prudent approach to the upcoming GLS.
How does that compare to what we've seen happen throughout 2020?
Yes, Rachel. Well, earlier, you know, I said that the upcoming GLS is actually quite conservative and prudent, right? But it's also very responsive to market demand, in the sense that in the last few months, we've seen fairly robust home sales, new home sales. If you recall, July, August, September, new home sales actually crossed the 1,000 unit mark. So I think in assessing and putting out this land supply for the first half of next year, government took into consideration this underlying demand for homes, right? So we saw a provision of more units on the upcoming GLS. We're looking at 1,605 residential units from 4 confirmed list sites. That's actually 17% higher than the 1,370 units offered in this current GLS, which is for the second half of 2020. Similarly, on the reserve list as well, for the next first half of next year, we're seeing a marginal increase from the current land sales program. I think the other interesting point would be that the three out of 4 sites on the confirmed list for the upcoming GLS actually has a commercial component compared to just 1 site in the second half of 2020 land sales program, right? So we're looking at Lentor Central and the 2 sites in Slim Barracks Rise. They will together offer about 9,000 plus square meters of commercial space. So these commercial components will actually inject more vibrancy to the area, provide more amenities to residents there, and maybe potentially creating some sort of focal point, you know, for those estates.
Mm. So from what you're saying, Siu Ying, I mean, assuming this calibrated supply for the first half of 2021, the GLS program, didn't really come as a surprise then?
No. Actually, we're not surprised that the government has sort of continued to take a prudent approach, you know, to the GLS. Looking at the macroeconomic uncertainties due to the ongoing pandemic, and of course, you know, the property cooling measures, they all remain in place as well. So I think calibrated and careful approach is the right way to go. I mean, bear in mind that if you're putting too much or too little land supply, that jeopardizes market stability, right? So I think what the government has done is, you know, to address potential increase in housing demand, they have placed 5 residential sites on the reserve list, which can be triggered by developers should the need arises.
Well, Siewing, thank you so much for sharing all those insights with us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Wong Siewing, Head of Research and Content at PropNext, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.